is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Art. With me is Mike.
Hi.
And Jay.
Hey, Matt.
And cousin Jay.
Wait, sorry, wrong Jay.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sean Mark.
I stopped breathing for a second there.
Just breathe. This is part two of our live shows. I don't know when this is going to air. Who cares? But we're going to be doing...
Court art.
Bring it.
Top 8.5 things that scared us as kids.
Boom.
Oh. Yes. And it's funny, too. I thought of this idea, and I sent it to you guys, and you guys like, yeah, it's great. And then... like 2 days ago, Jay's like, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of things. Like,
have
so
you guys
where
noticed
did you
that?
No, I haven't.
Uh-uh.
I think Film Drunk did one. Might have been there on the Frogcast. I saw another thing. I saw, like, a couple of them, which is totally random, like, in the last couple of weeks. But fuck it. This is the internet.
Yeah.
It's not like plenty
shit
of room.
It's not like shit isn't repetitive all over the internet, right?
Yeah. So we're trying to do the 8.5 instead of the 10 because we're different. In many different ways, but...
Show enough.
How many do you guys have? I have 8 right now.
I've got 3.
Okay.
About 6.5.
Nice.
Nice.
How are you have 3?
Because I'm unprepared. So I just remembered to write my list about 4 minutes ago.
Yep. What do you got, man?
I'll come up with more, don't worry.
All right,
I'm just looking for a number.
Here's the thing, though, with... Can we do like parts of the? Is like a, would a half be like a part of something?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, like this.
Okay, let's start with Mike. Mike, what
if
is your 8.5?
If it scared you, you can use it.
Yeah. Okay. If it scared you or bothered you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your 8.5 then?
My 8.5 would be the movie we were talking about, Fred Savage before.
Yeah.
And
Little
Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Little Monsters.
Little Monsters. Fucking boy.
I don't remember what that was exactly.
When he like burns his face. That scene where he burns his face.
I remember elaborating.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Fucking scary. And it's a tie for the scene in Goonies where we finally find out why he's called One-Eyed Willie. That scared the shit out of me as a little kid.
Oh, when he turns him around and the skull is...
No, when he picks up the eye patch.
Oh, and there's nothing under
there.
Yeah.
That scared me.
Really? That scared you?
That scared me as a kid.
That would freak me out, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the whole... when you Yeah. I...
So I'm saying, like, that's a, like I've seen. You know, I don't know if you're just what you're talking
there's
about.
There's no
but
pointing
like,
in podcasts.
There's no what
pointing in podcasts.
I don't know if this is what you're talking about, but I've seen this a lot. But I've seen a lot of like movies that messed you up as a kid.
Yeah,
those stuff, articles.
Yeah,
is that the most
similar to that? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those, and that's definitely one of them that is you kind of like,
Yeah, especially there was a back in the day a documentary where like they were talking about. People just getting eaten by sharks, something like that, and some guy like took off his nose, and you saw like the
cavity.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's freaked the shit out of me too. Yeah, so I totally get that. What about you, cousin Jay?
What am I supposed to do? My 0.5, or what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, oh my god, how are we doing?
Yeah. I do my half first.
Have you ever listened to our show?
Never. No, I. You know what? My 0.5, because it's so it was so short, was the intro to Fester's
Emmanuel
Quest.
Lewis? Oh.
Yes, Emmanuel Lewis. No, the intro to Fester's Quest, the video game for NES.
Video game?
Yeah, because it would start off and it was like this black screen, and then all of a sudden it would show like the sky, and it went down, and like the screen, like the camera panned down, and it was just Fester, and he was like, he had sunglasses on, and for some reason it really bothered me.
Yeah.
It irked. I don't know, there's just certain things that creep you out that you can't really compare to anybody else because.
Yeah.
I don't know, it really bothered me. I would close my eyes or I'd push start to not see it. Like, start! I don't want to see Fester!
Doing the Konami code, hoping to take his sunglasses
fucking
off.
And you wanted to play the game, but you're like, I have to get through this. This is my hurdle.
But it was the worst game ever, and I remember I rented it from RKO Video, and it
wow,
it was terrible. Like, you couldn't beat anything because you had one life and three, live. And you could get hit three times and then you died, and that was the game.
That was the game.
Game over.
Eesh.
That in itself is scary.
Yes,
you paid $50 right for that game back in the day.
Were Nintendo games always like $30?
No,
they were like expensive.
They were like $50, dude. And
yeah, then
they
you guys
were,
going?
Some of them were like $75.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, like towards the end. Yeah,
WrestleMania came out.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
Remember that?
Holy shit!
That game came out. It was really expensive.
Oh, that game sucked.
Well, my half is similar to Cousin Jay's, and it's just black people.
And boom goes the dynamite. What really happened on this? What really happened on the Yours? Set of Cosby Show?
What did we do? What happened?
Well, if I want to be specific, it's mainly the kids in the middle school I went to.
Stefan Marbury?
No, he was fine because all he wanted to do was beat you in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But no, my junior high was honestly a frightening fucking place. Because I don't know if I've told you guys, but like I was in the gifted class.
Mm.
I was in you had to like take a test again. It was called
all the kids have big dicks.
It was called the SIG program, the Center for the Intellectually Gifted. Whoa. I shit you not, this is real.
SIG.
But it was like kind of like head of the class. Remember that show?
Yeah.
And yes. But I was like the Eric, like the stupid kid. I was like the dumbest one in the smart class. I was wearing my leather jacket and shit.
Mm.
But for some reason, someone thought it'd be a great idea to take like these two classes of like 20 of the smartest kids in Brooklyn and put them in like the blackest, most dangerous middle school
in Brooklyn.
Yeah, in Brooklyn. Like, why was this a good idea?
Yeah,
let's take all the nerds and put them in the worst school.
Yeah.
I guess they're trying to bring the scores up for that school or something. Now that I think about it, but it was pretty frightening, you guys. I'm not gonna lie.
Did you ever get cut?
Like with a knife or like from a basket the basketball team?
Both.
Yeah, both.
Yes, nice. Yeah.
On the same day.
But no, mm-hmm. not black people in general, but just the whole school.
School in general.
Was pretty fucking frightening. Not for nothing.
That's your middle school.
This is my middle school, yeah.
That's why it's 8.5.
Yeah. JHS 240. IS 240, you guys. Huddy, it's called.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. What was your mascot?
HUDDE. So I guess it stands for like house urban development and housing for.
What was your mascot? The fighting literates.
Maybe the gnarly knives. No, but that was scary as fuck. And I think like the public school bus for the first time, or like which was kind of crazy too. So it was like, all right, see you later. Hop on this bus to the most dangerous school around. See ya.
There you go. Statistically, I shouldn't come back.
Yeah. You'll probably make it to eighth grade. Good luck.
If Jay riding on bus A goes to school B, what is the likelihood of him back?
Man, fuck you.
So we'll make mine middle school.
Nice. All right. Art?
For me, my 8.5 was the Lollipop Guild from Wizard of Oz.
Really?
They were adorable.
That, yes.
Oh, they made me uncomfortable.
They made me uncomfortable with their weird hair. And then also, too, there was the rumor that one of the gang members from that little guild killed themselves.
Yeah.
And that freaked me out because I was always waiting for, like, watch that
movie.
Like,
you know what bothered me was that they looked so small, but their faces looked so old.
Yeah.
Like, they just looked creepy as fuck.
So midgets, basically.
Yeah, but.
Is what we're saying.
Yeah, but, like, old. Like, they look like old men. Like, old men, little boys.
It was like going to middle school for me.
That's the sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Old men, little boys.
Sounds hot to me.
Yeah, it creeped the fuck out of me.
In the chat room, we're live, so we should shout out Bob Hires, Carlos the Aztec. Oh, hey, brah. Oh, that's you.
Nah,
Sarah, Joe Pa's corpse, who says, can Mike roll his right arm sleeve up any higher?
What are you talking about?
Hey, yo, what are you talking about? All right. There we go. Mike, what about for you for number 8?
This is a fear that kind of continues today. I don't know if it's fear, but
black
it's just
it's
unruly teens
being married. No, it's I get uneasy
on planes
with helium balloons.
What?
I'm not even kidding. I get uneasy with helium balloons because I'm like very afraid of letting them go. Because they go, they leave. They don't come back. They don't fucking come back. I'm scared of helium balloons. I do. I get fucking anxious
you
around
see
helium
going
balloons.
Up, and you have nothing to do to stop
you
it.
You can't do anything.
And there's no ceiling, and you just keep watching
and
it getting smaller.
It's going into space.
And smaller.
And it's gonna die.
It's going into the troposphere.
How many balloons did you lose as a kid?
All of them. A dozen.
That was frightening for a child.
It was. And like metaphors.
Yeah.
Show enough. I think that is like has to do part of my fear of flying is like that whole thing. It's just like it just keeps going and it's not gonna come down.
Yeah.
That's scary, dude.
You like to see a horizon to problems and situations. You don't like the fact that it just keeps going and going and infinite. It makes you uncomfortable.
I feel very uneasy around
Brian Regan has like a joke about it. He's like, grown-ups don't understand why kids get so upset when their balloon flies away. They're like, well, just imagine if your wallet started flying away.
You can't do anything.
You're like jumping at it.
Yeah.
To you, that's the most important thing to you in the world, right?
That's the most important thing at that moment.
Just when you're at the amusement park, and it's like, you know, your favorite balloon, like, it just goes away.
Dude, that's so fucking scary.
Yeah.
And I think that has to do partly with why I'm not a very good flyer. Because I don't like the idea of, like, being
up that
high.
It's a control issue. That's what it is.
I guess, yeah.
If I could play psychiatrist here.
Please.
Yes.
I mean, you
something
want me to
you have no control over. Once it starts, you have no control over. Once it starts
like
flying away, that's it.
Yeah. Show.
Are you afraid of flying because you're going to see the corpses of your old balloons from childhood just floating around there? Like, Mike, you let us go. Mike.
Why did you do this to me?
Why did you do this to me, Mike?
I've been floating around for 16 years.
We could have had so much fun.
I cannot wish you enough of a happy birthday.
Come play with us.
Just following the plan. Mike's freaking out. There's a balloon on the wing of this plane.
Let's play Get Stuck in the Turbine.
It's the weird Mylar balloon man ripping out the wires of the wing. Mike freaking out.
The ghosts of like sea lions that choked on the balloons.
The Michelin man is on the plane.
After the plane lands, the pilot sees a weird Mylar balloon stuck in the jet engine.
I think it's also why I don't watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You're so afraid they're going to let go of Woody Woodpecker.
Oh,
and Woody Woodpecker's just going to go.
Or like everybody's going to play a really bad joke on the one guy who's like not, doesn't know. Everybody's going to let go of their ropes at once and only the one
awesome.
Guy. He's be like, what?
I regret nothing.
Dude, that's a great idea. Get like 100 people together and somehow get on the same balloon and just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So does that game at the
genius prank.
Yeah. At the circus, like, freak you out where you have to pop the balloons to get a prize?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's popping them.
You're popping
control
them.
Control
over them. And they're air. And they're tied down to the thing.
Dr. Yeah. J over here.
Bob Hires in the chair and says, Mike, I've solved your greatest fear. It's called string.
It's called
a knot.
Fun fact about helium. We're actually...
Fun fact.
Did you know the Earth is running out of helium?
Yeah, there's like a shortage.
Yeah, and actually
what?
The...
Good.
Finite amount of helium.
All the parades that we have, the Thanksgiving, Macy's, whatever it is, they actually recycle the helium now. Before, they used to just let it go, but now they actually keep reusing the helium.
Makes sense.
So is it going to be air in cans we can breathe later on?
No, helium is just so light that it keeps rising into the atmosphere and keeps getting lost. It keeps going out into space, and we keep losing it.
Suck. Yeah. Thank you.
Fun fact. Suck to blow.
Abra.
Wow, running out of helium.
Yeah, then maybe that's the fear. You're afraid that we're running out of helium.
Maybe that's what it is.
Wasted helium on the stupid balloon.
Dude, I'm like
into the future.
I'm like a retarded Ray Kurzweil.
I don't know who that is.
And you're a doctor.
Two people got it.
You call yourself a doctor.
All right, cousin Brad.
Cousin Brad.
Oh, shit.
Number 8.
Oh, number 8. I have shit. Hold on a second.
You're scared of shit. All right, cool. Moving on.
No, I got one. I'll just say I was always afraid of cellars and basements.
Welcome to Art's Kill Room.
Any room that just had like windows that were just really small. Like any room that if you turn the lights out, it was just pitch black and you just couldn't see shit. And especially basements that weren't finished. Like this is great because there's carpet. But if you took the carpet away, it
hold
just
on,
really creepy out here. Like I don't know, it just always creeped me out being in any basement. Didn't matter if it's my
true.
Own or anybody else's.
I think also too is because a lot of basements and cellars have like the boilers.
Yeah. Oh, the boiler rooms. Oh my
fucking like all that kind of shit, and they make weird, they make crazy noises in the middle of the night.
Fuck, yeah. Dude.
I'm gonna jump in and say that for my number eight too. Specifically my uncle's basement. I guess it's technically my cousin, but he had the basement in like a house in Bensonhurst in Brooklyn, and it was, you know, he's probably 10, 15 years older than me. So when I was a kid, he was probably like 20, 25 or whatever. And, you know, he had the basement badass fucking like skull posters everywhere and black lights. And it was like, you go down, you're like,
come down here, Jerry. Let's go play.
Down there. Doing
yeah. It was fucking
shit.
Freaky. Totally.
For my number eight is the opposite attics. And it's because of this guy to the right of me right here.
I scared to
tell the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to season three.
Jada's another one.
Well, go ahead.
Come on, you got to tell it.
All right. Back in the day when we were doing the radio show for Jay, Jay said, like, hey, there's a haunted house right around, you know, Halloween. They're like, there's a haunted cafe. You got to go around. You got to snoop around, and you got to see if there's any ghosts, if there's any truth to this legend. I'm like, all right, cool. So the lady that owns the restaurant was taking me around, and Jay's like, you have to get there super early.
Yeah, there were, like, rumors that it was, like, legit haunted. It was, like, an old, like, house from, like, the 1700s or some shit.
So I'm like, all right, cool. So we go down there. We go into the basement. That didn't really freak me out. There was, like, a bunch of stuff. And you saw, like, a bunch of food stuff for their cafe. So
it was, like, 6:30 in the morning, like, on Halloween. So it's still dark out and shit.
So we're going
still, like, pitch black out.
We're taking around. Like, then we go up the stairs. We'll go on the main floor, then the second floor. And then she goes, like, all
right. Like, the classic, like, morning show, let's go in a haunted house and find some ghosts, you guys. Stupid, like, cheesiest bit of all time. And we're just playing it all, you know, like, hey, Art will go in the haunted house.
So I go up into the attic, like, okay, let's go in the attic. Like, this is the last room. Like, all right, so I go up in the attic, and I'm looking around, and, like, there was, like, this mummy, like, this light, like...
It was, like, a Halloween decoration.
Yeah, Halloween decoration,
like
that was, you know, life-size
something.
Mummy. I'm like, oh! And they're like, what? I'm like, oh, I guess it's just a mummy. And then we're looking around, and the woman's kind of, like, egging me on, and Jay's like, hey, look over here, look over here. I'm like, yeah, there's really nothing.
It's all, like, live on the air.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, someone was like, hey, I!
Mike was hiding in there, like, for an hour.
I was hiding in the attic house. For an hour, dressed as Harry Carey.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
And he scared it, and I'm like, oh, Jesus! I'm like,
so you were hiding alone in an attic.
In an attic.
In a haunted
on a cafe, which I don't. I
and there were balloons everywhere.
Yeah.
What did you do for that hour? Like, what did you think about? Like, what was going through your head? Like, what's going on?
I'm gonna get did that hard.
Like, I'm scared of this. I didn't even right know what I was thinking. Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I'm just sitting here, like, oh, yeah. Well, this was a really bad idea.
Well, I would call him, like, to update him on where we were at. Like, okay, all right, to the basement. Like, I'll call you back in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it because he scared the shit out of me.
Oh my God!
He fell down. Scared him so much he fell over.
You're lucky you didn't kill him.
I was like, oh God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh God damn it.
We gotta get that drop. We need to play that.
I know, I need that spot.
I have it. You gave me one of the DVDs.
We'll try and tack it on to the end of the episode if we can. If not, just go on the website and we'll link it up.
I came in as dressed as Harry Caron. I was like, hey Art.
Yeah, that's how I jumped out of.
I had my proton pack from when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I had my trap. His
Ghostbusters Halloween costume on.
Nice.
But like, yeah, so addicts scared the crap out of me thanks to this guy.
Yeah,
this
sorry,
guy.
So you're more of a vertical guy. Like, yeah. I was kind of down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All
right. Right on, bro. Right on, bro.
Nice. Mike, you're 7.
All right.
Latin people.
I gotta admit, there was a time where I was, when I was really young, that I was a little scared of Bobcat Goldthwait.
Okay. Mickey's dead? The Mickey's dead scene?
I could see that. Yeah, sure.
Because I didn't really know. Like, I was like, Mom, is something wrong with him? Like, is he...
This is hilarious to me.
I love it.
I will admit though too, because I, you know, I wasn't scared of him, but I was like, is he okay? Why is he always yelling?
Is he gonna fall over? Is he sick? Does he need help?
You're scared of Bobcat.
I was a little scared of him.
We have to get him back on the show just for this.
Yeah, I was a little scared of Bobcat.
That's hilarious.
The voice alone, and then like I felt better,
Mickey,
when I got older, realizing that that was an act. Like when I realized that was an act, I was like, oh, thank God.
Which was about like last week.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh man. Feel so much better now.
He's a little uncomfortable. He's a little weird and awkward.
Uh-huh. Very much so.
Yeah, just him yelling and the mannerisms and stuff.
Dude, wait
till
you hear my next one. Have a great one.
It's like a modern day Bobcat. Bobcat.
Bodclaff.
Would that be like a Zach Galifianakis is like the modern day Bobcat Goldway?
Gold flate balloon.
I thought it was gold with, and then someone said gold flat, gold flit. I don't know. Just the awkward, weird.
Go
dude.
With gold with.
Anyway. He details a bit like where he was on some radio show and like, all right, we were at Bob Scratch Goldfarb.
Bob Scratch.
He just calls himself that now.
Oh, man. Is it my turn?
Yes, yeah. It is, sir.
I was really, really afraid of, like, skeletons, as in, like, not like fake skeletons, but real bones. I don't know why. It just scared the shit out of me. And the reason why is because the...
it could just be like a femur and you'd be like freaked out.
Yeah, dude. Like, I watched this episode. I remember my dad was watching an episode of The Rockford Files. And there was some episode where, like, they dug up some corpse or something. It was just a skeleton. And it scared the shit out of me because, I don't know, I guess as a kid, I was like, there's bones under me. And there's, I don't know why. I don't want to be like that one day.
You're scared of your own skeleton.
I'm just scared of skeletons. I don't know why. And I don't really have much else to say, but that was it. Skeletons.
Nice.
Fucking skeletons.
I can see that, man. And also, too, like, when you were, like, in, like, you know, grade school, did they have, in, like, the science lab, like, a full skeleton that, like, freaked the shit out of you?
Nah. Like, that didn't come until high school. Right. And I was fine by then. But as a kid, fucking skeletons, dude. No way.
Yeah.
Keep them away from me.
Nice.
That's funny. My number 7 is bridges.
Ooh, okay. Good one. Yeah,
I'm still afraid of bridges.
Scared as fuck of going over bridges.
Going over a bridge, really?
Yeah, even in the car. Just like, what if this fucking thing collapses while we're driving over it? How is this possible?
Yeah. Tunnels, man.
Especially,
tunnels is how is that tunnels, possible?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a little scary, too.
Wait, you mean tunnels there's water over this?
Yeah. How did they dig a tunnel through water?
No, they don't. Water just keep on seeping? Under the ground, under the water. It's probably even worse.
Oof.
Right? Don't they go under the ground under the water?
Yeah, they go under the ground into the clay.
Underneath the water with the water on top of it.
But bridges? Yeah, totally agree with that.
Mainly because we would always go over the Verrazano as a kid. And that's just a fucking long, high. And now I'm just afraid of how much it costs to go across it. Like $25.
Do you ever feel like there would be like a space where you're driving and it'd be open? And like people just like that, like for bridges for me, that now you mentioned that, I was always freaked there'd be like a big ass pothole and be like, oh,
you'd fall through the pothole.
Yeah.
The escalator to nowhere.
Yeah.
But I was always like, go on the top level, go on the top level. That way if the top level collapses, there's still the second level that'll catch us. Like we're on the bottom level, I'd fucking freak the fuck out. Like, oh God, nothing below us, no safety net.
I'm still afraid of bridges.
Yeah, I don't even understand how they work at all.
And did you prefer being like inside, like if there's like a 3-lane bridge?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Being in the middle as opposed to right in the end. Yeah, what if you fucking lose control of the car? Boom.
Uh-huh.
Right off.
Especially if you're in like a higher, like an SUV or a truck or something. Dude, the thing's only like 3 feet high. Like the barrier, those concrete barriers on the side.
Yep.
Yeah. Big gust of wind. If you're in a big truck, dude, you're fucking going right over the side. Fuck that.
Good call on the bridges, man. Yeah, there's the same thing. Like, do I roll the windows down?
Yeah, what keep the window open a crack.
Do you jump out?
Water
like,
pressure,
when do you jump out? Yeah.
I still do that worst scenario in my head when I cross a bridge. Yeah. Like, I still, to this day, like, if I'm going over the Delaware Memorial Bridge, because that thing goes up fucking high.
Oh, yeah.
I still think in my head, like, okay, if the bridge collapses, do I get in the backseat of the car? Like, do I strap myself down? Because then if I hit the water, maybe I'll hit the water better. I hear weird shit in my head.
Are you supposed to roll the windows down, though?
Still afraid of
bridges. If you go over, the first thing you do is roll the window down. So you can get out once the car fills. When the car fills, then you swim out. Is anyone paranoid to the point where they have one of those fucking window breakers in the car?
No,
I don't, but I've considered it.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, they have, it's like a punch thing. It's like a spike,
it's
metal
like a spike.
You keep it under your seat and you break the window.
There was a Mythbusters on that.
Yeah,
actually.
That was freaky.
Yeah,
and they had like a scuba diver in the car with them as they sunk it in a pool to see if he can get out. And they had a guy in there with like an extra scuba mask just in case. But there was a thing I saw recently on YouTube where like some local station did it and they just kind of wheeled a car like off a boat ramp and did it. And like the lady like almost didn't get out. They didn't even have like a rescue diver in there.
Holy
I mean, it was
shit.
Only like a like just enough to cover the car.
Why would you do that?
I'm like, what are you, crazy? Like, Mythbusters had a scuba diver in the car with an extra thing, like, just in case.
An idiot.
I was like, whoa. And, like, yeah, it was, like, a bit of a panic mode. E. Munter in the chat room says, I'm just afraid of Todd Bridges.
Tunnels, though, when you brought up tunnels, I constantly look in my rearview mirror while I'm riding in a tunnel, just because I'm expecting to see like a wave, like fucking
daylight.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Daylight.
Sylvester Stallone gets stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel.
Oh, God. Horrible.
I'm like, I should keep some dynamite in my trunk just in case we get trapped in here and I gotta blow my way out the top.
I always want to know what the fuck those doors are.
Where do they go?
They go into the exhaust tunnels. There's like, most of them are like big
circles. He is a doctor!
Dude, I've researched because I got to know the best way out, just, man. You know, I got to know what happens.
Yeah. Just in case Vivica A. Fox, she can...
Because that's another thing. Living in Brooklyn, dude, you're always going through like the Battery Tunnel and shit. I want to know how that fucking shit works. I want to know how that shit works.
The dog should have made that.
But yeah, there's two. It's like a big circle. There's like two sides, there's two tubes, and then it's like in the middle is like an exhaust tunnel or something. Just to keep the air flowing. And then when you look, you see like... in the middle of the rivers, like, you'll see the big fucking thing that where the air goes in and out. They gotta pump the fucking carbon monoxide out and the fresh air in. It's pretty crazy how that shit works.
Jesus.
And think about it, like how they fucking built that shit, like, way back when. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
And now they're like, they're even still like building like new subway lines under fucking Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like the whole the East Side line they're building. You ever see the pictures of that?
No. Yeah.
Just do a search of that online. It's fucking insane. They're under Manhattan, dude, like, blasting out, like, train tunnels.
Yeah, but if you think about it, like, when they built the Lincoln Tunnel stuff, they were just, like, holding up with wood braces, canaries and cages down there,
early 1900s, when they were building that shit.
The amount of people who died building the Lincoln Tunnel is, like, astronomical. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
The amount of Chinese people.
It's all immigrants. Yeah, it is. Chinese, the Irish, everybody, man.
So immigrants, like, that's the number one on their list.
Immigrants? Yes, immigrants.
Them immigrants.
Carlos has some worst-case scenarios in the chair. What if you're on a bridge when either genetic smart apes attack, kaiju attack, or when Magneto moves it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Magneto moves it, just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's what I say.
True. What if it's like Final Destination? See the last one of that?
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's a good 3D scene. When the kid like envisions the bridge collapse. Then they do it twice. Like, not only is it crazy enough they do it the first time, they do like an Inception version, like where he dreams it, and then it really happens. And it's just
like my plane ride.
Yeah, it's just fucking chaos. It's pretty sweet.
Nice.
Who's up, Art?
Yeah, for me, my number 7 is Sam the Eagle from the Muppets.
And how are you not afraid of Mike?
When I was a kid, he always looked so angry. Yeah. I felt like he was going to swoop down and like...
You didn't like angry.
Head,
you didn't like angry Muppets.
No, I did not.
Do you like animals?
Wouldn't like Sam when he's angry.
No, I just got freaked out. Like, he had that just angry look. And I'm just like, why is this Muppet on here? He has like no value to the show. And just freaked the shit out of me. So yeah,
that was for the grown-ups.
Yeah,
for the political humor. He was the original Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah,
did not like Sam the Eagle. He scared me.
Oh,
that's fine.
That's funny.
You know who scared me? The
take another beer.
Yeah, minute.
I know you're going to say the Muppet who threw fish.
No, that guy's great.
New Zealand.
The fucking, what's his name? The big hairy one.
Oh, Sweetums?
Yes, Sweetums and the blue guy. He was kind of freaky as well.
The blue guy.
He was like a blue, he had like a weird like snouty nose. He was also one of the full size Muppet guys.
I can't remember.
I don't know his name, but yeah, Sweetums definitely fucking scared me.
Oh, Sweetums is terrifying.
Yeah. You were little, dude. Imagine if you came into contact with that in person.
Yeah.
Fucking Sweetums. Fucking like 6'5". Yeah. Scare the fuck out of you.
Gigantic.
He was like,
fuck Sweetums.
Chewbacca with Down syndrome.
Remember sometimes they would do that with some of the Muppets, though? They would do that with Sesame Street characters. They'd make them life-size people sometimes.
Yeah, which is someone in a costume.
Whenever they did that, it freaked me the fuck out.
That's scary.
Snuffleupagus is pretty creepy. His eyebrows freaked the shit out of him.
His eyelashes.
His eyelashes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They had three midgets working those eyelashes.
It's all about Muppets and their facial hair that scared the shit out of me as a kid, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Shit.
Get a trimmer. All right, for you, Mike, number 6.
You know what scared me more times than not? Unsolved mysteries.
Hell yeah. That was scary as shit.
So why were you watching that as a kid?
That show fucking scared the shit out of me. Because
everyone watched that shit.
My dad, growing up, my dad was a cop, and like I remember was one time they were watching that, you know, whatever, and like it's just, you know, fun shit.
Yeah.
And they're watching that, and I remember asking him as a kid, "Has anybody ever told you that they were going to kill you?" Like at work, you know, like you arrest somebody and you'd be like, "I'm gonna kill you," type of thing. And he was like, "Yeah, yeah, a bunch of times." I was like, "Oh,
every day."
I was like, "Really?" And then that just scared the shit out of me. Just thinking about like unsolved mysteries, where it's like, you know, who was it? Robert Stack in that show,
and he was trench coat,
yeah, and he was just like. A small town in New Jersey.
They would just come walking out of like some fake alley with like, the smoke coming
with smoke, out. Yeah. Yep.
A small town in New Jersey where a family is bloodily killed, you know, just bloodily killed out of nowhere. And fucking, this guy is still at large, you know, that type of shit. Like, that's all I pictured was like us being on Unsolved Mysteries because somebody wanted to kill my dad and everybody with us.
Goodyear and Carlos both saying how the theme music to that was fucking super scary. Tell me you have that on your computer.
I gotta find it. I'll get it on YouTube.
Yeah, that and like America's Most Wanted, Current Affair.
Current Affair and America's Most Wanted. Yeah.
Current Affair, like the theme scared me. It was like, scared me.
It's like a tiger.
It was loud. It was abrupt. It was like, whoa. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
A Current Affair.
Maury Povich scared me.
And then, like, the,
Yeah, listen to this. This is, like, Nightmare Fuel.
Nightmare Fuel, nice.
Listen to that. This is Unsolved Mysteries?
Unsolved Mysteries, dude.
Oh, man.
The killer is still at large. No one knows where him or anybody that he ever lived with.
And he might be right near you.
Yeah.
Phantom of the Opera playing the organ.
Oh, man, that theme is chilling, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's like some John Williams Exorcist shit.
Scared the shit out of me, dude. As a kid. Look at that picture.
Face, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's fucking uneasy.
What is that, bitch?
What is that?
How many unsolved mysteries from the show Unsolved Mysteries are still unsolved
150.
Mysteries?
150.
All of them.
Say Unsolved Mysteries again.
What's that? Unsolved Mysteries.
Say Unsolved Mysteries again.
That's a good question. I would actually like to watch one of those episodes right now and see how dated it is.
Oh,
it's like he said something about like you know, Unsolved Mystery, like somebody actually turned a television channel without getting up to switch it on the
a mild mannered man walked into Just Shirts into a nearby mall looking for the latest Z Cavaricci's.
Zubaz.
Just see how dated Clark it is.
Said you couldn't help him.
All those fucking shows, like Rescue 911 for some reason scared me too. I don't know.
Rescue 911?
Captain Kirk, you know?
Yeah, I think...
Yes.
I think it was just the concept of, like, real life. I think it was, like, the first introduction to, like, the shit that's out there. Just the fucking terribleness of people.
How many balloons get left?
Yeah! Just the awfulness of people in real life that actually fucking happened. I think that was like the first introduction to it was like those types of shows. America's Most Wanted, Rescue 911, Unsolved Mysteries. Like those were like the big ones.
Wait a minute. Not everybody lives in a town full of white people? Wait a minute.
There are people that kill other people? Weird.
That is scary.
It was. It was fucking creepy, man.
That's, you know.
So that was mine.
All right, Cousin Jay.
Cousin Bra, 6.
Oh, shit. Okay, I got to remember that I keep have to go. I'd go after Mike, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said you want to be in a circle.
Well, I mean, okay. So now we're okay.
Circle
now I got
the
it,
same, mofo.
I thought I was after Jay. Okay. Anyways, any intro to any Tim Burton movie used to scare me.
Yes.
I was all scared of intros. It was always the intro. Like I would always close my eyes. Specifically, Beetlejuice, and I don't know why. Mostly
that.
Because by the end of it, it was the model,
yep.
You know, and they were like zooming through it, and then at the end, it would show the house, and that fucking spider came up through the house, and that music, that Danny Elfman score with the bring, and then the fucking spider comes up over the top. I don't know, it used to scare the shit out of me, and then all of a sudden, Alec Baldwin appeared, and it was all good. It was all good,
like real life,
right?
Thin and handsome Adam Alec Baldwin.
a skinny Alec Baldwin.
That looks nothing like he does now.
No.
Like, you would never know that's the same guy.
No, he doesn't even look like his brothers.
I don't even understand, like, how that's the same person.
Does not look like a Baldwin.
He doesn't look like a Baldwin, let alone Alec Baldwin.
He's negative Baldwin there.
And Baldwin in the credits.
Negative Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Nice. Intros.
So, intros.
My number six is this man tiger logo from Cousin Bra's band on his iPad.
You know what? That's not a childhood thing, but that's not the first time anyone told me that was scary.
It's mostly because frightening. It's like the silhouette of a tiger body with a person's head.
It looks like Balky's head.
Yeah,
like
some head out of
human
that?
Centipede.
I don't know whose head is, but it's terrifying.
It's like somebody who's like in pain because their head was taken off their body and sewn onto the body of a tiger.
It's the arched head up with the brow down.
Yeah,
brow.
The person looks like they're in pain.
It looks like he's like, ugh!
It's the brow down.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrifying. I love it.
Not to mention that this is not a tiger man, but it's a man tiger.
Yeah, well, we have two logos. It's either it's the man tiger or tiger man. We have both of them.
This one's terrible. You should lose it.
No, we like it because you know why?
Because it's horrifying.
Yeah, it sticks out and people never fucking forget it. Yeah.
You guys should be called Unsolved Mysteries.
Nightmares. We'll post that picture on the show page, mastersofnone.com.
Oh, please do. Please do.
It's fucking frightening, dude.
Along with our Bandcamp and www.tigermanmusic.com.
Looks like an old, like, punk rocker.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Who was murdered. His head chopped off. It's like a human centipede type
of
thing.
It's pretty terrifying. I know. I love
it. Who made that? You?
No, Rory, our drummer.
Did you see that Photoshop online that was rolling around? It was a Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor human centipede.
No.
Pretty fucking funny.
Nice.
Nice. Art?
My number six is a Jack in the Box as a kid. That thing scared the shit out of me.
The Jack in the Box mascot?
Oh, yeah.
No, not the mascot.
The actual
Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box, yeah. Like, come out of the box already!
The music enough.
Yeah.
The music enough was scary.
I like how it slowed down as you got closer to the end.
The whole thing was like,
give it the last four. And you're like,
clink, clink, clink.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
And your brother went,
and then sometimes he wouldn't come, and you're like, oh, just come out.
Yeah. He's killing another kid.
You just hear very faintly. You hear like what was supposed to be the click to open it. You just go, like, just like,
didn't work.
He's like laughing at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just hear a distant, muffled laugh.
And you look at you listen to that toy.
Just one more time.
Mr. Towel all of a sudden.
As a kid, that is like.
It's dark.
He pops out with a bong and a fucking big dime bag. And I was
like, hey, bruh.
No, just like, think about the. Like, who came up with the concept of this toy?
The Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
The scariest fucking toy ever.
Let's just scare the shit out of a kid. If he's a regular.
As a kid, you expect to be blown away with a shotgun. Like, when it comes out. Like, you used to expect just done.
It was equally frightening in that manner. Anyone with, like, the fake, the snakes in a can.
Oh, yeah.
Snakes in a can, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Unless you
hey, you want some peanuts?
No, everyone's got a soda can style
can of peanuts.
No,
it just says peanut brittle.
Unless you realize that nobody ate beer nuts anymore.
It's like beer nuts or peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle. Yeah,
who wants a 12-ounce can of peanut brittle? Here, have some. Just open the can with this latch that you just push it to the side and it opens.
Does peanut brittle come in a can?
No, that's the point.
The Jack in the Box has apparently been around since the 13th century.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Yeah, I just read that.
Yeah,
it was
400 years.
It was first used as a torture device in the fucking Dark Ages.
Oh my God! Actually, look, the original name for it in French, a Jack in the Box is called Diable en Boite, which literally means boxed devil. Yeah. Boxed devil. You're right on, dude.
People
that shit's terrifying.
Weird. People were fucking weird.
Yeah, take it back to, like, that's, like, fucking Grimm's fairy tales. People were all about shitty, fucking scary shit. Mm.
Goju in the chair and says, Yakov in a box. You crank it, and then it pops out and tells you outdated communist jokes.
In Soviet Russia, box jacks you.
Fucking took the words right out of my mouth. At least I handle cranks you.
Love it.
Oh, nice. I love having the chat room.
Fantastic. Who's up? Jay, you're up, right?
I'm up.
No, you are.
No, you are. You're number, number five.
I am?
Yeah.
I'm up.
Jack in the Box right here.
What was your one before that?
For six, the
Tiger Man
logo.
Oh, the
apparently it's been, Tiger Man's been around since you were a child.
It was, dude. That band's been going since the 13th century.
Fuck.
You're just the latest victim.
Oh, man. It possesses people.
You're going to die.
It's a demon.
Tom.
Open one of those.
By the way, I just had a delicious Blue Point White IPA.
So nice. Did I. I'm still drinking
one. Me too.
One.
Nice.
Ooh. They're great.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Blue Point, everybody. Cha-ching. Plus the cups don't toast well.
All right.
Can I open
say...
one of these, Brad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
Good.
Okay, go number five, man.
Number five?
Yeah. All right.
My number five is, as a kid, there was a scary book that they would read around in school around Halloween called In a Dark, Dark Room. Anybody remember
that? Oh, my God. That shit scared the bloody fuck out of me.
Remember that fucking book?
Yeah, dude.
Do you remember the fucking story about the girl wearing the purple...
Yeah.
The
forget
ribbon
it.
Around her
no,
neck?
Forget it. I'm getting chills
oh,
just
dude,
thinking about it now. I'm getting chills right now thinking about it.
Thank
scared the shit out of me.
I thank,
fuck
thank
yeah,
you
dude.
That you
oh,
fucking remember, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
That scared
shut
the
up.
Fuck
just
out
stop.
Of me.
Stop. Scared me, man.
That totally did.
You guys,
totally man, no.
Do you guys know the story?
No.
I'll sure. tell them
the
story.
She got a pearl necklace?
She had a, there was a little girl, the story was about a little girl that wore it was a purple, it was a,
I'll get the name of the story, keep going with it, it's like a scarf or something.
Yeah, it was like a purple scarf or something around her neck.
Is her name Vanity?
And like the whole story was about why she wore it, right? Wasn't the whole story about like why she
yeah,
wore it?
Yeah, it was called the Green Ribbon.
The Green Ribbon?
It's called the Green, she wore a green ribbon around her neck and she got married, she like grew up, she got married.
That's, yeah, that's right. She never took it off.
She never took it off. And her husband would always say, like, why don't you take the ribbon off? Right. Why don't you take the ribbon off?
And then finally, like, I don't know
how. Off.
Like, she had kids and everything, and then she lives her whole life. And then at the end, like, I think some, I forget what happens. Like, she's on her deathbed or something, and she's like, I have a
which
secret.
Which is creepy, isn't it, in itself?
I have a secret to reveal to you, like, why I never took down the green ribbon. And she takes it off.
And her head falls off.
I just said that.
Yeah.
So predictable.
Yeah, but it was so scary.
But it's so fucking scary as a third grader.
Oh.
Jesus.
That book screamed.
Right?
That,
was that still
something
there?
They made you read in school?
Oh, man.
Is that still there? They would read that every Halloween.
In a really? Dark, dark room.
In
a
Jersey
dark, dark
room.
It was,
am I right?
It was part of, it was like, a, it was like, in a dark, dark room, was like a, there was like a series of stories in that book.
Yeah.
That was one of them. And that one always, I fucking hated that one. God, that one creeped me out.
That's funny.
I can still
I can't
see.
Believe I called it. Those was my first
let
guess.
Let me see a picture. I could probably still, I guess
I'm trying to
think about
oh,
it.
Oh, dude. And the artwork was
the
all,
artwork was creepy,
look
too.
Look at the artwork.
Yeah,
dude, look at that artwork. It's scary the shit out of me.
It's like old timey 1800s creepy.
Oh, dude, I can't look at it. I can't look at it. Dude, Mike, you just.
Mike's hiding under the pillows.
Dude, the ending scene with the. And Jenny's head fell off. Where it goes, and Jenny's head fell off.
That's Jenny, the Jenny. Last line!
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
just,
I'm not a
dude,
smart man,
just
but I know what a head is. Ah!
Dude, look at it, dude. It scared the
he
shit out of
look
us.
At this guy!
dark room. Little down.
Fucked up.
Oh, that is funny. E. Munter says, I remember that story. They read it to us in kindergarten.
Yeah!
Bastards.
Really little.
I never heard of that.
Yikes. That fucking creeps me out, man.
So I guess that's your number five, too, Cousin Jay.
Oh, number five?
I'm debating on showing my daughter the Coraline movie for that reason. It might be too creepy with the parents with the fucking button eyes. She like, have you guys seen Coraline?
Oh,
or read
I didn't see it yet. I
it's
want
good.
To see it.
It's fucking dark, though, man. It's like, she goes through, like, the hole in the wall or something, and, like, it's like a different universe, and her parents are there. It's like a mirror universe, but like everyone's got like fucking button eyes.
Yeah, dude.
And it's her parents, and they're just like weird and creepy with button eyes. It's fucking freaky, but I want to show
Jesus.
It to my daughter.
It definitely looks freaky. Yeah, I want to see it.
Fuck that.
I showed a Paranorman. That was another bad idea.
That bad.
All right, take notes.
Paranorman.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Paranorman, and then there was another one. Oh, like last year, like there was like three like creepy
Frank
kids
and Weenie?
Movies. Frank and Weenie, where the dog dies like five times.
Why don't you screen this shit before you show your kids?
Things to do as a parent.
Man.
I think I did watch Paranormal.
Why did the school screen that book before they read
no
it to
shit.
You?
Meanwhile, I go home and watch Revenge of the Nerds panty scene. around the same age.
Panty raid.
Panty raid.
So you're okay with a giant 80s bush.
Big time.
But
step aside, mama. I want to see some of that muff.
That was okay.
All right. So it's my turn, I guess?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's my last of my...
creepy.
My trilogy of intros that I was scared of. For some reason...
Star Wars.
The third one's always the worst.
So much reading.
No, for some reason, I was scared of the...
Scrolling.
I was scared of the HBO... intro.
Oh, the model set?
No, not the model set. The one with the big HBO, and you heard that weird music, and it was...
The O would spin?
Yeah, the O would...
It's spinning!
I don't know why.
That scared you?
I don't know why. It was HBO, when it was bigger than life.
When the HBO on the O stopped spinning, it said HBO, free to presentation. Were you,
fine?
It said freaky presentation?
Did you
that
feel
makes
better?
Sense.
Scared me, dude.
Did you feel better when the money pit came on? Whatever the fuck they were showing?
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. Burns.
Really? That's so like
me.
Not the model, like, little, like, weird, creepy town, but it was just the big HBO.
We had a VHS of Labyrinth and Follow That Bird on the same VHS. Like, it was the same thing. And
Follow
the beginning
bird.
Of Labyrinth
made me cry.
It had the
Bluebird of Happiness.
Yeah, it had that intro at the beginning of Labyrinth and at the beginning of Follow That Bird. And I would always have to fast forward through because I was like, fuck this. I'm not watching this shit.
The Dark Crystal was kind of scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
Brian Henson's a fucking psychopath.
He's a maniac. He wrote that movie about something getting raped or something. Like a rape movie lately.
What?
Say what?
Yeah, look it up.
That was recently?
I don't know. He did like a rape movie.
So that guy in that alley told you?
He did Return to Oz, too.
Oh.
He did? He was the one who did that shit?
Is that on your thing? Yeah.
That's on my list.
Brian Henson did Return to Oz.
Might as well go next with that.
Labyrinth and, yeah.
That's my number two, so we might as well talk about it.
I never saw it, dude. I've never seen it.
What?
Never seen it. I have it. Like, I want to watch it.
Oh, we have to.
I have to pick a night to watch it.
Yeah, we have to. We have to prep before. If you know what I'm talking about.
It's fucked up. It's like a post-apocalyptic Oz, right?
No,
it's a prequel, isn't it?
No, it's a sequel.
It's a sequel.
Return.
Oh yeah, Return. That makes sense.
But yeah, go ahead,
dude. I saw it at Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah, this they is had weird a whole, in
itself. Like, they had a whole like
scary.
Live Disney show thing, and then you watch the movie after.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a whole big fucking thing. And fuck, because that screen was huge, dude. Which made it even worse. And it's just Firuza Balk as a little girl, and it's like she goes back to Oz, and it's the fucking scariest thing. There's like a witch who kept people's heads in fucking jars.
Yeah.
And there's like
scary.
Nothing with heads.
There's like a robot-y Tin Man, not like the original one. He's just kind of like a robot guy. But the scariest thing were the fucking Wheelers. Were the Wheelers? Is that
Wheelers,
what
they're
called?
Yeah,
I know the Wheelers. I've heard of the Wheelers. I don't know them.
And they're like weird robot-y motorcycle hybrid guys who have fucking their arms
wheels
going to wheels. Yeah. Holy fuck, dude!
No,
just like long creepy hair.
But you're forgetting the worst part.
What was the worst part?
The worst part was in the beginning where they...
she's like in a psychiatric hospital?
Yeah.
And they're like,
she's
like
in a psychiatric hospital because she keeps on talking about Oz. So Auntie Em and Uncle Henry sent her to a fucking mental hospital where she gets electroshock therapy.
Yeah. The whole thing is just like...
In the fucking beginning.
It's so stark and it's all like...
Dude, it's
sepia
crazy.
Tone. They're like, she's in this like wasteland. That's fucking horrible.
They took like an innocent film and just raped it.
Yep. Brian Henson,
dude.
Bro.
It's based on the book, though.
Brian Henson and rape.
It's.
There you go.
I think it's pretty close to the book, like the books. I think the book was just as fucked up.
Yeah.
I didn't read it, but I've heard that that's pretty close to the fucking book.
Kind of like Alice in Wonderland.
That was your number two.
It might be. Yeah, that was my number two, and it. Thank you for reminding me of that, because that's definitely the second fucking scariest thing from my childhood.
Damn. Yeah,
forgot.
I haven't seen
it.
That movie, but now it's like. Oh
my god, dude. I mean, I haven't watched it since then because I can't.
I have a feeling we all have the same number one.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
People love my number one, but I'm scared shit of it.
People love my number one, too.
No.
Maybe we have
people
the same
People love
one.
My number one, too.
Maybe we do have the same one. We'll find out.
I bet we do.
What number are we even on?
You were on five. Do. He went to two, so you got to go back to five.
We did five.
No, he did five. He went
I
to
two. I did my
two. So he's got. So
why don't we get to two? I'll do my five when we get to two. So go ahead with your five, Art.
Birds. Let me tell you.
You couldn't have done that any better. That was great.
Birds.
Back in the day, my friend had like a, it was like a little cockatoo or whatever, but he would let it out of the cage and fly around.
Is that what he called it?
Yeah, right. And it would just fly around and it would scare the shit out of me. And
birds are creepy.
Yeah.
Just a bird flying around.
Yeah, I don't like a bird.
It's going to land on me. It's like, that's freaking me out. And I'm just like, and I think birds can sense fear because it would just like flutter around me and like laugh at me. I'm like, I just like run away. I'm like, dude, I got to go. I hear my mom calling. It's like, you're indoors. No, I hear she's calling. I got to go.
I don't like it either when people like have them loose in their house.
Yeah.
Like they have a pet bird and they just like leave the door open and they're just fucking flying around.
And as soon as he found out I was scared with birds,
swat it like
open up the cage. Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing worse than like walking into somebody's house and going, oh, you have pets, don't you? Because I can smell it.
Yeah.
Especially like birds. They fucking shit everywhere.
Your house smells like shit.
Yeah.
Birds freak me out, guys. The wingspan and just...
But all birds?
Black eyes.
Do you get really scared? You know when I get fucking freaked out by birds? Is when there's a whole shit ton of them. Like in a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just take... They basically look like the leaves of the tree.
Yeah.
They're like staring at you. You're walking by like, oh, please don't swarm on me.
Yeah.
And then something happens. I don't know what the fuck it is where like somebody sends a little radio signal to all of the birds at once. And they're all like, let's go.
Yeah.
And they just... is that?
The only time I kind of like worked with birds was when I was on a beach and a plane was chasing after me. And I took an umbrella. I took an umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
And I moved the birds and they went into the plane.
And they took a plane out?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Really?
That was pretty good. Did you go chock, 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 chock?
Yes, yes.
That's back when you and your dad were having a lot of adventures, right?
Yes, yeah.
Remember that.
He did that really well just because of the hat he's wearing.
Yeah.
Is that when your dad...
The pen is mightier than the sword. I loved Marcus Brody, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Is that when your dad told you they named the dog Arthur?
Yeah.
Gojira says, come to Australia when the magpies are swooping.
Mm. What are those?
Like
are
Heckle
magpies?
And Jekyll? They're always cracking jokes.
Being racist. What are magpies? What the fuck are
Heckle
magpies?
And Jekyll. They're kind of like crows, but like...
Giant crows?
But they have a really good sense of humor. They're always stirring up shit.
All right, Mike, number four.
Shit. All right.
That's so funny you guys have that story thing. I've never heard of that.
What?
That fucking little green ribbon.
Oh, fuck it.
Oh.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
We should get them for Christmas dolls. With their heads cut off.
With a ribbon around it?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
And the MP3 totally of a ribbon in the sky.
It's so terrible.
Look at that.
It's terrible.
That's funny because in that picture, it looks like her head is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking creepy.
Fuck, for a while, dude.
Doobie-doobie-doo.
It's terrible.
I think I have some green felt in there if you want me to bring it out. All right, number four.
You know what's scary?
Number five?
You know what's still kind of scary to me? Is whenever you open a music box.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You turn those fucking...
Show enough!
The fucking music that comes out of a music box is creepy as shit, especially in a quiet house.
It's filled with the souls of aborted babies.
Oh my god.
It's the only thing you hear. That fucking
And it resonates like if you look at the
out.
If you see the music boxes that actually show the little thing that like the instrument that it's playing. And it's got like the little nubules on it.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's got that weird, like, little creepy porcelain ballerina, slowly turning
slowly
with like
turning.
A dead look in her eyes.
And she's got a scarf on that screen.
And a ribbon around her neck.
Dude. Nothing creepier than an empty house and just a faint music box in the background.
Oh, coming from a room that you're not in.
Yeah.
It just goes on by itself.
That's fucking scary shit.
Speaking of that, just music like popping out. My wife was away in like business. My girls were sleeping. We have a Wi-Fi radio, and for some reason, ever since like I think Hurricane Sandy, it comes on by itself.
Whoa!
So I'm going upstairs, coming from this room, going upstairs, and all I heard was like it was like a Walt Disney. I think it was like some music that we had on for like my daughters, and it was like freaking the shit out of me. I'm like, what the hell? And it was just like, it's the bare necessities. I was waiting for someone to like have a shotgun and start shooting up the place. I was freaking out, dude. It was crazy.
Some kind of Tarantino movie.
Little Red Riding Hood.
It's like a Tarantino movie.
You sure are.
That's the kind of song that would be on while someone's murdering people.
Yeah. That's Striking Distance. Some weird
juxtaposition. No.
That terrible Bruce Willis movie.
As soon as I turn it off, I'm like, is there anybody around me like with a shotgun?
Who's the best cop?
Yeah.
That's always freaky when something like turns on like that by itself.
Ooh.
That's fucked up. Especially when you're home alone, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, that happens all the time, though, when you have kids. Yeah. Like, some toy will fucking start talking.
Yep.
Like, just some toy. Like, yes. It's in, like, the bottom of a fucking bin and, like, on the far end of the house.
I love you!
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Or it's like, or you hear it and it's like the battery's dying.
Yeah. That shit happens all the time, dude. It does. Dude,
will you hug me?
Yeah. Logan's got like a remote control garbage truck that if you don't turn it off, it'll just like, just try and turn itself on like after like a day. So I'll just be like in the basement working like midnight and I'll just be like, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? But it's like really quiet. And I'm like, I don't know where it's coming from. It's like, and it literally sounds like somebody saying that that's trying to fuck with you.
Yeah.
It just sounds like some weird person. I'm like, what the fuck is that? It only happens like once every couple of months. Like the toy will be downstairs. I didn't know because he was playing with it during the day while I was at work. So it's like in some under the couch or something. Just like,
fuck. Or like, I don't know if you guys still have the monitor, but we have the monitor in my daughter's room.
Weird interference and shit. Like
and you
in
hear some weird shit.
Whoa.
Like whispering.
No,
and
wait.
Stuff.
Shit. No, that's my number three. Is any maybe fucking monitors. Is any yeah any voices coming through white noise?
No.
Anything that comes through white noise, you just hear. Get out. Like that kind of stuff. You're like, what the fuck?
It'll be like the weirdest, like, what do you mean the peanut butter jar is stuck?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Wait, what?
But it's always like fuzzy and it's never 100% clear, you know, and it's still got that kind of like white noise front of it.
Ambiguous. It's very ambiguous. You don't know what the fuck it was. Like, was that just my imagination or was that really just white noise?
Yeah.
Oh, god damn it.
Baby monitors are creepy. Because even if you're like, you have it on, you're by yourself in the house and the kid's like upstairs, like, especially Art, where like you're in the basement and the kids are like two floors up. You just hear something that doesn't even sound like them, or it's like someone else from like the next two houses over has the same frequency, or a fucking creaky sound like
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just hear something weird that does not belong, like in a room, or like a man's voice. You're like, hey.
Yeah, I'm just gonna get a shotgun mic and my mobile for my kids. So you just hear just the kid breathing. You just hear. Even a baby's breathing is
because
they breathe faster than everybody else.
But just think about the concept of the baby monitor. It's like
that's creepy.
Yeah.
When we lived in an apartment before we moved here, there was like two doors down. There was an apartment that had like after we found out that they had the same monitor. Like, all right, you go to like channel A, we'll go to channel B or something. But the first time, it was like. Like, I heard this conversation, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
It was just them planning how to kill you.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Why are my kids talking in Spanish like grown men?
I used to, when I was a kid, I thought I saw a ghost in my room, and I don't know if I did or not, whatever, but I used to record, like, audio, like, with my old boombox. I used to record the air.
Why would you do that?
And I would listen to hear things. Like,
why would you do that?
I
would never torture myself like that.
Wait, you record it while you were sleeping?
Yeah.
Like you'd go to sleep
I'd
and then hit record.
And it would record for like a few hours.
Oh, my God. And then you would go and listen to it the next day?
Yeah. Just like fast forward it. I would fast forward it because if you hit fast forward on a tape, you would hear.
You
like,
still hear it, but fast.
And you mind.
Dude.
You just give me the chills, dude. Knock it off.
I got it, too.
I would do shit like that, and, like, I'd get back, like, oh, that's nothing. That was blah, blah, blah. But, like...
But the anticipation of hitting play, going back to that, and you'd be like,
there'd be times where you just play, you were hitting fast forward on the tape, and you didn't hear shit forever, and then all of a sudden you hear, and it was like, what the fuck was that? And you'd rewind it, and there was nothing.
Oh, good. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why, because I was so, the experience of seeing what I thought was a ghost, or maybe it was a ghost, I don't know, was so like
probably was
visual. It was so real. Like it felt so real seeing what I saw that I was like, I need to figure out if this was real.
Or yeah. No doubt. Ugh.
That's scary.
Scared the shit out of me.
Horrible.
Yeesh. Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You think, someone had it and they were like, we want that. We got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.